The not guilty verdict was delivered yesterday in the murder trial of Jordan Manners. The 15-year-old died after being shot at C.W. Jeffries Collegiate Institute 4 years ago on Monday. Yesterday, a jury acquitted two 21-year-old men known only as J.W. and C.D. because they were 17 at the time of Manners' death. Here's part of what their defense lawyers had to say after the verdict was released.
This is a tragedy that cost Jordan Manners his life and cost these boys the last 4 years of their lives. They lost their friend. They're going to try and put their lives back together and try and move forward.
There is still a lot of questions that are left unanswered. And although persons may be looking for JW and CD to be able to fulfill those answers, it may not necessarily be the result that people are looking for.
Defense lawyers Donald McLeod and James Silver speaking yesterday after a not guilty verdict was delivered in the Jordan Manners murder trial. Jordan's family left the courtroom soon afterwards.
Whoever did it, they know God looking at them, and God will judge them when the time is right.
That's Jordan's aunt Ramona speaking after yesterday's not guilty verdict. The news is still being absorbed across the city. Mark Sims is the executive producer of the website janefinch.com. He joins me to talk about the community's reaction to the verdict. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How were people reacting to the verdict when they heard it yesterday? What did you hear?
Well, you know, a lot of people in the community were very surprised, even us amongst the janefinch.com staff. We were surprised when we heard the verdict as well. And, you know, we thought that maybe this was a closed case, but obviously it's still open, you know. And here we have a young, bright boy who was, you know, deceased because of, you know, violence. And we don't have a definite answer on why he's left us, you know. So it's just an open case for us.
You use the word surprise. Mm-hmm. What other reactions were there? What other emotions were you hearing and feeling yesterday in the community?
Just a lot of disappointment. You know, it's something that we thought was, you know, going to be wrapped up for us. You know, and here we are. We're still searching. You know, we'll never find out why this happened, or, you know, the people who have done this are never going to be brought to justice. You know, so
not having the answers, not having an answer.
Exactly, and that seems to be a reoccurring situation for us here in this area. We tend to never get things solved, but this, because of such a young youth, we were hoping.
What do you mean by that? In this area, you experience that things don't get resolved. What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems as though we're always shafted in a way. You know, with different things that occur in the neighborhood, and we're being left behind, you know, like this is something that's never going to be solved now. You know, we don't know what happened anymore.
You're speaking of the Jane and Finch community, that you feel that you get shafted?
Yes.
Not just on this case and other experiences. Is that a community-wide feeling that you don't get sort of resolution in things, that you don't get answers?
Yeah, you know, I find that a lot of people in lower-income neighborhoods, that's usually the case that happens. You know, maybe if we were living somewhere else, a higher-class neighborhood, it would be a totally different story. I don't think this case would be going unsolved like this.
How do you channel that reaction, that energy, that disappointment, that sounds like resentment? How does that show itself? Where do you put it in your community?
Well, that's what's so frustrating about it, is that we don't, you know, it's just, we don't know where to put it. We kind of just have to close our mouths and keep on walking forward. You know, there's nothing we can really do about it. I mean, yes, we may have a protest or something, and that's really all we can do, but it falls on deaf ears.
You know, that feeling of being defeated, does that promote any type of retaliation or some type of reaction in the community? Are you hearing anything like that?
Well, the only retaliation that happens is towards us. You know, once again, we feel defeated. You know, this is a reoccurring thing for us.
I understand you spoke with the Manners family. What did they tell you?
They're just very, you know, very disappointed. I mean, I don't know like how Lorraine must feel about this, like
Jordan's mother.
Yeah, like this is very surprising for her, you know, and very defeating.
And the case sparked a lot of talk about violence in schools in the Jane and Finch community. How much has changed in these 4 years? Have you seen change?
Yes, I have seen change, a lot of change, and things have considerably improved a lot in this neighborhood, especially with the schools. I've never personally met the principal at C.W. Jeffries, but I've heard a lot of good things that he's been doing over there as well. And a lot of the students are really happy with the positive change that's made with the schools in the Jane and Finch neighborhood.
So a ray of hope.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mark, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.